Welcome to this episode of Best of the Best with rock historian Mark Platt. Sit back and enjoy the best of classic, current, and the future of popular music. So here we go with Best of the Best. Welcome to Best of the Best in Deconstructing Led Zeppelin 4. We'll listen to and discuss this epic recording and play a few of the remastered alternate versions that were later released. Led Zeppelin's not a story of a band that struggled through a lot of hard times, slogging it out in crummy crowds in front of six people to learn their craft. Their leader and guitarist Jimmy Page came from the Yardbirds. He already had a reputation as a top session guitar player. He played on hit songs from Hermits, Donovan, The Kinks, The Who. He'd already played also on various recording sessions with John Paul Jones and drummer John Bonham. He pretty much handpicked Robert Plant to be the lead singer in the band. Led Zeppelin started life as the New Yardbirds and changed their name. This band was the logical transition from that old superstar unit of the Yardbirds, which featured Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton before he became a big-time guitar player. It's a little known fact that Led Zeppelin actually recorded as a unit for a PJ Proby record before any of their own material. Robert Plant played harmonica, Jimmy Page guitar, John Paul Jones bass, and John Bonham drums on a song for PJ Proby called Jim's Blues. Led Zeppelin recorded their first three records before connecting with major commercial success with Stairway to Heaven on Led Zeppelin 4. This is their game changer album. Black Dog starts off with Plant a cappella. Hey, hey, mama, like the way you move. Gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. That says it all. This is a calling card for Led Zeppelin 4. The band tears into this song and we're off and running. Let's take a listen to the basic track version with guitar overdubs of Black Dog.
Hey, hey, mama, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. We'll be right back.
The song Rock and Roll came to be while the band was in the studio recording a song called Four Sticks. John Bonham came up with that drum intro and the band jammed, and the next thing you know, the 12-bar blues turned into this song, Rock and Roll. It's been a long time since I rock and rolled. It's been a long time since I did the stroll. A little FYI on the stroll. The stroll was both a slow rock and roll dance step and a song that was popular in the late 1950s. Here's the alternate version of Rock and Roll not heard on that original 1972 release. We'll be right back with more of Deconstructing Led Zeppelin IV.